This is Passport to Texas. When you get a snarl in your fishing line, it's usually not worth trying to pick it apart, so you cut it off and toss it out. But pitching monofilament line in the water or on shore is a bad idea.
People just don't realize it can get caught up in boat motors, and it really has been quite a problem. There have been many animals who've been injured and killed with this monofilament fishing line.
Ann Miller just retired from her post as Aquatic Education Coordinator for Texas Parks and Wildlife. Now, you may think that disposing of monofilament line in the water or on the shore isn't a problem because the UV rays will break it down, rendering it harmless.
But you forget that many times, if the monofilament is below the water line or in the shade, those UV rays are not there breaking it down. And so we really do have a lot of monofilament that is in the environment for many, many years.
Circumvent future trouble by recycling line in outdoor collection bins or at participating bait shops.
The goal of the monofilament recycling program is to help reduce the amount of monofilament in the environment, to help protect wildlife and fish and people's property.
That's our show for today. We receive support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, funded by your purchase of fishing and hunting equipment and motorboat fuel. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.